And it is almost 8 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. We got racing today at Wagga. Scott Sandbrook is there. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. What sort of a day have you got there?
Yeah, it's going to be a very warm day here. It's probably expected to climb into the high 30s. So probably not quite as hot as what it was last week. We had quite a run of 42, 43 degree days. Mm. Slightly cooler, but still, it's still going to be very warm.
All right. Now, the track, how have you rated that?
Yeah, the track's a good four at the moment. I haven't had any rain in the last 7 days, but it's had plenty of irrigation. Our track manager, Mark Hart, has been very mindful of keeping the water on it on the hot days, and about 62 mils of irrigation, so it's a good four at the moment. A great cover of grass, really good cushion of grass, so it should make for some great racing.
Right, terrific. So good day, fine, a good four, and I imagine you'll be keeping Man and Beast cool there today, Scott.
We sure will. We've got free entry today and free access to the members' lounge, and but the air conditioner's really pumped right up in the members' lounge, so anybody can still come down and enjoy the races in comfort today.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Scott. Have a great day.
Thanks for that, Sean.
Scott Sandbrook, it is 9 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. John Scorsese is going to find the winners. Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. On the back up from yesterday's Narooma Cup Day, it was an absolute cracker down there, Sean. Yeah, interesting comments there from Scotty about the weather. So, yeah, look, hot everywhere we go, mate, but the rail out 7 metres and Wagga, always a good contest down there.
OK, now the first one, Perfect Style, 290, 2 Just in the Clear 11, 3 Exaggerate 7, 4 Wednesday Warrior 440, 5 Lula Reyes 360, 6 Fine Matale 6, 7 Diamonds for Alice 23. Favourite 290, 1 Perfect Style.
Yeah, probably got to go with it. 2 now with Ronnie Johnson down at Albury. But, gee, the form up north, very good. 3 in a row there, and it went down, was down the track at the Big Ipswich meeting there. But resuming first run in this area, we haven't seen it at the trials, but I had a look at a few of the tapes last night. It's got some toe. So, look, I'll go with it on spec from the good gate with Michael Hegney in the saddle. But these other couple are fit, and they're in form, and we know them, particularly Lulu Reyes. She was very good first up. But look, she's only got a plain second up record at the best of times, Sean, but she's a pretty nice mare, and she wasn't disgraced last time. Had to take the sit in behind them and only beaten 2 lengths in pretty fast sectionals. So she's probably drawn to get the drop on them again today. And then we got Wednesday Warrior. Rode him a bit conservative last time. I don't really know if it was his cup of tea. Probably got to let him go. But look, he's fit and he runs the 1,000 terrific here. And look, 6 Fine Matale at the 1,000 down in the weights wouldn't be without some claims. But an interesting little race for small field, 1546.
All right, race 2, the maiden over 1,000. 1 up on Bowley is 650. 2 Muradwell, 2 even, 3 out. 4 Durango Kid, 151. 5 All You Wish, 151. 6 and 7 out. 8 Stazana, 13. Number 9 Hardachak, 950. 10 Miss Warney, 950. 11 Molly Will, 61. 12 Moves Like ZZ, 9. 13, Samantha's Lock at 151. 14, Who Told You, 7. 15, Sam, 41. 16, The Nicotic is 14. And 17 out. Favourite 2 even, number 2, Muradwell.
Yeah, big representation from the Hayes Davenick Yard today down there, Sean. Look, I'm going to go with Fonzie's Haywood's horse, Chris Haywood's Who Told You. I made it 14, 2, 1 and 12. I like the most recent run there. It got back a long way. It saved a bit of ground getting through them. But, gee, I thought its effort was good. It was beaten under a length, and that was a $40,000 maiden on Francisco Pizarro. Well, Stazana come out and won out of the race yesterday. So I think gate 2, this is good value at $7. So I'll go its way. Look, at Muta Darwell, the Hayes Davenick runner, the Morfordville placing. That was back in December last year, but only had the 2 starts, and they've obviously targeted these races with these horses. It's come up with gate 1. And Lewis German with a kilo and a half off, pretty good value as well. Even money, it's short enough. But look, the top weight up on Bowley, now this has got some really good form out of those maidens that it went round in going back to April. Pardon me, Sean. Ran into Romeo Vella and Denver, or Denver and finished behind it at Gundagai on debut. Then it got beaten behind Wolf of Peter Street, Tully Toff, Red Medusa. You wouldn't find much stronger maiden form than that. And it comes here first up with the blinkers off. I'd include it in just about everything. And 12 I threw in as best of the rest here. Moves Like ZZ. Look at this one of Jeff Gerais. It Look, it's only had the one start and it pulled up lame, so it had trialled okay prior to that. So it's a bit of a watch. But I made it 14-2, 1 and 12 in the second, Sean.
All right, the third one, Titaness, 460, 2 Hail the Hero, 240, 3 Poor Corner, 41, 4 Purposeful, 950, 5 Celebrity Rain, 350, 6 Lawton Joseph, 550, 7 Petticoat Princess, 34, 8 Rising Force, 26, Favourite, 240, 2 Hail the Hero.
Yeah, not much between these two in the tips here. 5-2-1-6. I'll give it to the Hayes Davidig runner here, Celebrity Rain. The Wangaratta win was pretty dominant there, and Echuca last time, well, gee, it was deep. I thought its run was full of merit, so it nearly ran a mile there. It's certainly going to run well. This is the heat of the rising stars as well, Sean. So all the apprentices on show here. It's going to be hard to beat Celebrity Rain with even luck. Look, 2 Hail the Hero was really good last time, and that race won by Waiting from Mate. A strong winner at Albury prior to that. Look, he's going to run well. Blake McDougall taking all before him at the moment, and they're the two. Tightness was good at Nowra last time. Look, she'll run well again here, and 6 Lawton Joseph for the first four takers. But I think they'll fight it out, these two. 5-2-1-6, Sean.
All right, we go to race 4. 1 Pontmain, 15. 2 Kabank, 51. Number 3, Wahini Miss, 9.50. 4 Noble Duke, 13. 5 Bokosi, $5. 6 Jet Print, 19. 7 Lamour, 12. 8 Midnight Jumper, 19. 9 Out. Number 10, Sister Hazel, 9.50. 11 Tiara's Glow, 6.50. 12 Trisha's Halo, 126. 13 Tycoon Dreaming, 3.10. 14 Typhoon Max, 13. 15, 16 Out. Favourite, 3.10. 13 Tycoon Dreaming.
Yeah, I made it 11-5, 13 and 10 here, Sean. I've got to give it to the 11 here, this one of Dave Blundell's. I know it's straight up to the mile, isn't it? But look, its last run was a beauty behind the chaplain, and well, let's do it. I think plenty of merit to that. It got an awkward gate, but I'm just going to take the punt on it, about $6.50. And look, I'll go with it on top at the value. Look, 5 for the Hayes Davenig runner here in Bokosi and Mandalio Doro. The runs have been okay from this. And look, a middle gate for it and the claim. 13, it's nice and short, isn't it? Tycoon Dreaming. Its runs have been good, though. Beaten a length and a half last time over this trip. And look, it's drawn deep is a bit of a concern, but you've got Blake McDougall to help you out with the steering. Just thought it was pretty short at those odds, but he's been knocking on the door. Start number 19 for him today. He's got to be in the tip somewhere at the very least. And 10 Sister Hazel, start number 39. Could this be the day? I thought it was last time, Sean. It went under in a real close photo finish. It's going to happen one day. Whether it's today, I don't know. 11, 5, 13 and 10.
All right, now the fifth event, number 1, American Honor, 23. 2 Leftover Diamond, 953. Citticini is 13, 4 Eurosay 5, 5 Joyful Prince 126, 6 Out, 7 Lord Wimborne 51, 8 and 9 Out, 10 Wicker 750, 11 Whiskey Queen at $1.65, 12 Out, 13 Written Treaty 15, 14 Out, 15 Tuskegee Navigator 51, 16 Carawong 81, 17 Out, Favourite 165, 11 Whiskey Queen.
Yeah, probably got to go with it here too, Sean, on the Victorian form. They've all been good, only the 3 runs. Pardon me. Look, a nice middle gate for it. It's probably the 1300 is going to suit it down to the ground. It was good last time at the 1300 metres, so we're just basically left with it. I thought Wicker might be the Quinella horse here, again for Dave Blundell, Kayla Niz, but this girl's only had 3 runs, and they've all been pretty handy. It came off a break and went round on New Year's Day there on its home track, but up to 1300 metres with the benefit of that. Nice type of horse, too. I've looked at this in the yard before. Look, it's a clear second pick for me. Then we got 4, Eurosay. It comes here second up from a spell for Toddy Smart. And it comes here with, it's got the blinkers on, blinkers on and the winkers off today. So it might be ready to improve second up. And Citticini, I thought it was not too bad last time. It was well fancied, too, at big odds. And its effort was pretty good there beyond Sunwoo. So, look, you've got to go with the favourite, though, Sean. It's got the right form. 11, 10, 4, 3.
All right, we go to race 6, 1 Friends Hall, $6. 2 Fashion Tip, $6.50. 3 Classic Choice, $4.60. 4 La Dalliance, $4. 5 Miss Farloo, $61. 6 Where's Pippa, $17. 7 Wolf of Peter Street, $4.20. 8 County Limerick, $11. 9 Tearful Kitty 13 and 10 Primadini 31. Favourite 4 even, number 4 La Dalliance.
Yeah, the fillies and mares, they're generally pretty even, aren't they? 2-4-3-1 for me. Made this my take 2 horse the other day, Fashion Tipsy. I thought his run was very good behind moving on up. Look, the benefit of that, she's only lightly tried, but I think she's in for good prep this time. I mean, obviously, in this grade, she comes out of a class 3 and going back to 58. So even with the claim, she'll carry 57, which puts her up 6 kilos. But I think she's on the up, so I'm going to go Fashion Tip up to the 1,200 second up. 4 has got to be in there, La Dalliance, Denise Wise, this one down at Aubrey, and Blake McDougall. Some of the runs from this have been really good. It's run beyond News Girl was pretty handy, and not too bad here beyond Rock and Roller. It was a good effort there after a tough run. So it might get a few favours today. It certainly deserves them. 3 Classic Choice is a key runner here from the Hayes Dabernig Yard. The Benalla win was very good, and it backed it up okay all right last time at the 1,100 metres as well. So, yeah, interesting that it won a 58 as a maiden. So, must have a bit of an opinion of this girl in gate 1. And, gee, Little Friends Hall, she's built like a little tank, but she's got 64 on her back here, so it's no easy task. Real little good contest here. Shauna made it 2-4-3-1.
All right, race 7, 1 Rock and Roller, 340, 2 Lord Laurie, 850, 3 Ocean Hero, 850. 4 Halliday Road 13, 5 French Politician 23, 6 Pacific Tycoon 14, 7 Real Key 13, 8 Lighthouse is 61, 9 The Chaplain 230, 10 Cobra Kai 19, 11 Cosmic Star 41. Favourite is number 9 The Chaplain 230.
Yeah, short, isn't it? I made it 1, 3, 9, and 2. I've got to go with Rock and Roll. He's up a lot in the weight, Sean. He's got 60.5. He's a good type of horse, so gee, put up a good performance to win the other day. He got held up. I heard you talking to Matty Carl. He lost his momentum, the horse, but gee, he showed a good turn of foot when he let go. He's got the good horse's weight here, but he's third up, so I'm willing to go with him. Look, Ocean Hero, this was terrific at Aubrey when it won, and then it just didn't have anything go its way at all at Wagga's next go. I thought its effort beyond Triple Shot Lord Laurie last time was quite okay. So it gets a nice gate and Kayla Nisbet in the saddle here. This is going to run well for sure. Look, obviously nice and progressive here, the Chaplain. But, yeah, look, he's got 57.5 against some of these horses that have been racing quite well and got a bit of experience. But, look, he's a lovely horse. It took him a while to knuckle down the other day, but he'll be improved again with that. So third up, he's got to be a great chance from gate 1, but 2.30 is too short to my way of thinking. And Lord Laurie not without a chance on its run at Aubrey. So not that much separates a few of these, Sean. I made it 1.39.2.
And the 8th, 1 Aragonese, no, $6. 2 Get Your Kick, 17. 3 Balanza, 6.50. 4 Tudorial, 7. 5 Supplising, 750, 6 Ruby Sky, 440, 7 Thunder Tub, 6, 8 Cry Foul, 16, 9 Runhoff Run, 7, 10 Out, 11 Monsoon Charlie, 31, 12 Wimble Dice, 126, the favourite, 440, and that's Ruby Sky, number 6.
Gee, that's generous. 6, 1, 7 and 3, I thought she was the best bet of the day, Ruby Sky. She loves it here, Sean, two wins from 3, this is her cup of tea. And look, she's made a good fist of it. The last couple at Caulfield was pretty handy behind Tavistock Dancer there. It was a mile back. Look, it'll probably get back a bit here, but she just likes the run up to the corner. And if Maddie can get on the back of one, I think she'll just run straight over the top of these. She's a pretty nice mare. And I can remember at the Sandown Lakeside, didn't have a whole lot go away there. So look, her form is first class, and she's back to a track that she likes. 2 of the 3 wins here, so she's at $4.40. We've got to go with her and make her the best of the day. Aragonese for Mitch Beer gets the 3 off for Michaela Carriage. Claridge, not too bad, and beyond Footmark Tudor Rule last time. Looks better for last couple have been solid enough to give it a chance against these. 7 I put into the tips here, Thunder Tub. Was okay last time. Look, I think it'll probably get a nice run here. So expect that it's going to run another nice race. And 3 Balanza, got to bring his A game here. But 6 the best bet of the day from 1, 7, and 3. And the lucky last, Sean.
All right, what's your best, John?
Well, I thought she was clearly my best, Ruby Sky. Obviously, we've got a couple of short ones. And we got, it's interesting when you get the Victorian form coming to the Southern Districts. Sean, it really puts some interest to it. We get that with a lot of these Hayes Dabbitig runners. Gee, I think Rock and Roll will take some beating in race 7 as well, mate. So, look, some really good competitive racing today. Rail out 7 metres is a key, but still got plenty of track to work with, and I'm expecting it'll be reasonably fair. I just got to keep out of that sun, mate.
All right, good on you, John. We'll hear you with the late mail throughout the day.
I'll look forward to it. Thanks, Sean.
23 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.